This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, this is not going to be our usual silly, I don't know, antics.
Oh, boy.
Maybe you guys can lighten this mood a little bit. I've been really upset today. And it honestly does not have anything to do with me, but it has to do with someone really close to me. I don't want to say who because it's a really sensitive thing.
Yeah, we're here for it.
This person very close to me has a dog that they rescued probably 8 years ago now.
Okay.
They have since had children.
Oh.
And as the dog is getting older and older, the dog has now bit each of the children. Not horribly. Everyone's fine. But this person is now at a place where like they have to have, there has to be a solution. This dog cannot be around their kids. And they're worried about the dog even being around other dogs, which they have, and any other kids. So like when kids come over to the house and all of that.
Oh my God.
And I've literally been crying all morning because I keep thinking about like, imagine, I mean, all of you have like dogs in your life and they're just a part of your family. And then one day you have to be like, I guess you gotta go.
They're not thinking about putting the dog
down. No.
They want to rehome the dog.
Rehoming right now is the only option. Again, Ben, this person got the dog before they even met their spouse, who they then had the kids with, right? So this is like, it was absolutely their family. And I just, like, when you make that decision to get a dog, you're never thinking they're going to change their behavior. For years and years, this dog had no problem with like other people's kids.
And we don't know why this is happening all of a sudden. How many kids do they have? Or do you want to say?
Because there's kids. That absolutely happened with one of my sister's dogs.
Really?
Oh, he bit Patrick in the head, had to call the ambulance.
No.
It was.
They got rid of the dog, right?
Rehomed. Easy decision.
Yeah. Especially if it's like that serious of like a.
Yeah.
But is rehoming, doesn't it reach a point? Because I've had like people in my life who have been through this, and I thought it reached a point where they had no choice but to put it down because like the incident was so bad. Is that a thing or no? Like the thing was so the incident was
sometimes,
so bad.
Sometimes.
Okay.
I don't know what qualifies it or not, but sometimes yeah.
I would say this dog will be rehomed to somebody who doesn't have children.
No children.
Sure. It'll
probably
be
okay.
Rehomed
no
with like somebody
yeah.
But then you don't want to around elderly people like
I know.
Like, who wants that? Like, I'm not trying to be mean. Did you say it's a lab?
No, it's a little, not even a tiny mix, but like a medium sized mix. Again, it was a rescue like originally.
I do not want the hate text, but I have to say it.
Right.
It's not one of those breeds.
No.
Pit bull, Doberman, mm-mm. the ones that are
quote unquote known.
There
for
you
this
go,
kind of
to
behavior.
Be aggressive.
Exactly. And it's only happened as the dog's gotten older and older. We think they're like 9 now. So then that's another issue with rehoming is sometimes they won't rehome quote older unquote dog. Senior dogs.
Because the other thing I was asking, it can be the kids, yes, but it can also be that they can't see or they can't hear. So then they get startled more. Like the kids' boundaries are like zero. So they just walk up and just start bang, bang, bang. And the dog's like, what is that? And just like nip to make it stop.
And one incident was a startle. One was a what is it? Protective of their space. Territorial.
Like, yeah.
And one was food.
Yeah.
So they're just in like a horrible position. And I was sobbing all morning thinking about like, what if someday I plan to have kids? And like,
there's
what
a
if
lot
that was
of
my
places
puppy?
Like where we sent Beryl. Beryl did have to go to, all the dogs are named after like rocks, nerds.
I didn't know that Beryl was a rock.
Yeah, whatever. He had to go to some sort of like facility. Only had a limited amount of days, so I think if he wasn't adopted or taken in, then they would have put him down. But then this farm lady was like, "I'll take him," and so now he's on a farm, literally
what your parents tell you.
Yeah.
Right.
With like 14 other dogs and like doing fine.
Oh. Do you guys get updates still?
We used to. Okay. Not anymore.
And remind me, did you say how the age of the kids? If you don't want to give specifics.
They're like young.
Young.
Like and, under 5.
And the newest one is young?
He's like 2 now.
Okay. I'm just going to say.
Like, he was the most recent bite. And so the owner is like, and the parent. It's just like, and what if the next visit is to the hospital or call the ambulance? Or
you have to pick your kids first. Yeah. It sucks, but you have to.
So I hate telling this story, but like I had friends and they had a dog. He had a dog and he loved the dog. It was one of the known aggressive breeds.
Oh.
And they had a baby. They did the thing with the hat. You bring the hat home first and the dog smelled it, thought it was fine or whatever. And then they had the baby and the baby was doing some floor time and it bit the baby. And they were like, so they put the dog in behavioral assessment and they said, we think it's okay. And the guy's like, it's been my dog forever. I want to.
Right.
Yeah. Let's keep it. And when they brought the dog home, they were playing with the baby in the lap and the dog came and bit the baby's head and did the
shake
back and forth and the baby died.
Okay, so this person's making the right decision.
I'm sorry. Like, there is no choice here.
Yeah.
So you can't. I know you feel bad because you love dogs.
Yeah, and my.
But.
Did I
there's
say
no
family?
Choice.
Someone very close to me. We're all dog people.
Correct.
You know, and so I just know this is like absolutely destroying them. But your guys' stories have now helped me be able to go back to them and be like, you're making the right choice.
You can be for a dog person.
Yeah.
But you have to be a person.
Yeah.
Before that.
And let another like dog only person take care of the dog. Yeah. So texters, feel free to give me your stories too, because boy, it's brutal.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.